"Hot damn!" shouted Forrest. "That's it! That's exactly it!"
"Where did that come from, Felix?"
asked Loman, equally touched.
"Is that a prayer?"
"Not precisely. It's part of a coronation ceremony."
"Coronation?"
repeated Loman.
"You mean like royalty? Like a king?"
Felix wished he had kept his mouth shut, replied evenly. "A king in a way. The title is guardian."
"It's beautiful," said Forrest.
"Yeah,"
agreed Loman.
"But what's that part about choosing? You don't choose royalty. Don't people just have to okay it no matter what?"
"No," said Felix. "They can refuse a potential guardian before he assumes the title." He was lost then for an instant in the past. "In his youth," he continued after a moment, fumbling somewhat. The other two seemed to sense his unease.
"Sounds interesting,"
said Forrest.
"Fascinating,"
echoed Loman.
"What planet did you say this was from?"
"I didn't," replied Felix curtly, deciding suddenly to end it. There was a long pause while the other two exchanged glances. Finally, Loman broke the silence.
"You're a strange one, Felix. What are you doing here, anyway?"
Felix lifted his helmet and met her gaze as best he could through their two face screens. "Fighting ants," he replied evenly.
"And what else?"
Loman wanted to know. "Fearing ants," he added.
"Hmm,"
said Loman after a slight hesitation.
"Well, I must be off. Nice meeting you, Felix."
And she was gone. Forrest got up then, too, mumbling something about some sort of duty. Felix sat there alone and tried not to think, but of course could not help it. He thought, and he wondered, and realized that he couldn't really conceive of what Forrest had meant when she had spoken of Kent. He was totally unable to effectively associate what he was doing with symbols or inspiration or love, for it was a form of love that he had seen in her voice. "Perhaps," he thought, "it's because I didn't start this with any of those things in mind. Or, more likely, it's because none of those things have anything to do with me now. Maybe they never did." He lay back, prone on the sand, and gazed up into the artificial twilight caused by the eclipse. In his mind he saw the names of Forrest and Kent and Felix, and tried to feel some sort of connection between the three of them, some common something. A little while later he gave it up, and a little while after that he decided that it didn't matter at all.